This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you have missed a moment of the show, we've got them archived for you, totally free. On the front page of our website, you'll find 10 months worth of the show. All of it on the house, right there, freetalklive.com. There is no membership fee. There's no logging in. There's no hoops that you have to jump through. You just go and get them on the house, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, as well as to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, toll-free 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org. So, as always, we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about tonight, and you can take control of the airwaves.
Wouldn't be much of a talk show if we didn't have a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Well, sometimes, back in the old days, we could come in here without even having anything to talk about.
Well, we always arranged where we would get the pizza from.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah, we would just roll into the studio, open up the microphones, and start taking calls.
Well, that's the difference in the nature of an FM talk station and being on 14 a.m. talkers.
Well, and the weekday show, we're not on 14
That's
stations.
True.
We're on a little bit less. Anyway.
Are you guys whining? I was just curious.
No, I'm not whining. I don't mind doing show prep. I like talking about things like, the cops arresting a man for open carrying a weapon in a state where that sort of behavior is totally legal. That's coming up tonight. It's just an outrageous story that points out how the law just doesn't care about the law. Manwich, you're raising your hand.
I was just going to mention, I've got an article here from, it's entitled U.S. Military Planes Crisscross Europe Using a Bogus Call Sign. It has all to do with, the extraordinary rendition and all that good stuff, so.
Extraordinary rendition.
Capturing spies and having them tortured in other countries.
I want to hear about that right now. What is that?
Okay.
Go! Right now!
The American military have been operating flights across Europe using a call sign assigned to a civilian aircraft that they have no legal right to use. Not only is the call sign bogus, according to the International Civil Aviation Organization, so it appears, are some of the craft's details the Americans have filed with the air traffic control authorities. In at least one case, a plane identified with CIA practice of extraordinary rendition, transporting a terrorist suspects, left a U.S. airbase just after the arrival of an aircraft using the bogus call sign. The call sign Juliet Golf Oscar. Well, keep an eye out for Juliet Golf Oscar,
okay.
Everybody. Followed by a flight number belongs. Well, how the hell am I going to keep an eye out for it if they don't give me the flight number? Belongs, says the ICAO, that's the, as I'd mentioned, the International Civil Aviation Organization, to a now-bankrupt Canadian low-cost airline called Jetsco of Montreal. But for several years, it has, as recently as last December, it has been used selectively by both the American Air Force and Army to cover flights of aircraft to and from the Balkans.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. They're flying aircraft, and they're lying about what it is that they're doing.
Right. They're lying. They're flying aircraft that isn't the aircraft that they're saying that they're flying.
I see.
And it's managed to link it tenuously to extraordinary rendition, which is...
And they're flying them in Europe, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, a lot of these...
From secret military prison to secret military prison,
mm-hmm.
for instance, that sort of thing?
Yes.
And so, I mean, do they normally ask what their purpose of flight is? I mean,
You have to register flight plans. You have to tell the details.
Right.
I don't think that they tell what the purpose of the flight is. They just tell the flight plan and details of the plane.
They just extrapolated.
I'm flying a Cessna 435 from Tampa International Airport to New Orleans International Airport.
Okay.
You know, at this time,
when
takeoff. And in fact, I'm not driving.
It's a DC-10.
It's a DC-10, right. And I'm not flying, well, I guess I would be flying the right path, but...
Would they not be approved if they were to send, you know, be honest about what it is that they were flying? Would they just not be allowed to fly?
Well, it's public record of some sort. Journalists would be able to find it out. The more people who know about your, I'm taking some people we captured in Iraq and around the world, and we're going to torture the crap out of them until they sing like little birdies. You know? And we can't do that in America, so we're going to do it someplace else.
Hmm. So how do they figure this out? I mean, how do they come across the information that they were being lied to?
I don't know. I mean, this—I don't know if these terrorists necessarily or excuse me, the journalists necessarily reveal their information, but it's written by John Swain and Brian Johnson Thomas. Yeah, and they, I don't know.
Okay. Was that it?
That's pretty much it. I mean, they go into some specifics of different flights, which gets pretty tedious.
Sure.
You know, not much else there. It says there's a couple of things I've outlined. USAFE changed some of the flight plan timings, and at the same time, the registration changed.
So
amazing! Like right then, the plane changes.
Right, and so when they would come in with that particular, I don't know what you want to call it. Identification tag. Mm-hmm. So when a plane would come in with that ID tag and land, they say immediately afterwards, mm-hmm. another plane, that same plane, supposedly took right back off.
With a different tag.
With the same tag. But it was a different plane.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, they did say that happened too, yes.
Okay.
I thought we were talking about this other instance.
So definitely sneaky, suspicious behavior on the part of the CIA.
According to Amnesty International, not to say that they're the... you know, the source of truth in the universe, but U.S. security authorities were engaged in a covert operation to ferry arms to Rwanda in the face of political opposition from the European Union, which I thought was kind of interesting.
So who knows what they were using these flights for?
Yeah, you know, really. it's black operations and...
sneakiness. I don't want my taxpayer
dollars
paying for it.
That we're just taking people around and torturing them. I think it's just. I think it's wrong. I don't think it's a very American. I mean, this is.
Well, we're not torturing them, Manwich. It's those other guys that are.
You know,
we're just handing them over
implicitly. You know what? We'd send somebody to jail for it. If I helped you kidnap somebody and you tortured them and I just helped you bring them to your house,
you'd be an accessory.
I'm going to jail. I'd be more than an accessory. I'd be a principal.
Really?
And absolutely. I can't
Good
tolerate
point.
That my government is involved in it. It makes me sick to my freaking stomach.
But what
I
if
cannot
we got
believe
some,
this.
But what if we got some information that helped save lives, man? Which wouldn't it be an important thing?
I don't believe that you necessarily, you know, it's said over and over again. I'm going to tell you whatever it takes to get you to stop torturing me.
We're saving lives, man.
But shut up. You're not saving any damn lives. I mean, if you want to say, you know, hey, Manwich, I'm going to put this battery cable back to your testicles if you don't tell me exactly where the microfilm is. But I don't know where the microfilm is at my mom's house under the couch. You know, and then they're going to go check, but at least they're not hitting my testicles with the battery cable for that hour or two that they're checking.
See, what they don't know is that's a weekend for you.
So. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. What's on your mind, Dave?
Oh, guys, you just never can. You never can tell what they're going to, you know, who they're going to use it on next. That's the thing. Let's assume that they're using it on only terrorists right now.
Right.
Sure.
Great. Okay. Good. Well, I mean, I have. There's a place in my heart for torturing terrorists. But
there absolutely
that's not,
is.
That's not what they're eventually going to use it. They'll eventually use the infrastructure for something new and different. And in
right.
fact,
and
they
we're
probably already are using it for something new and different.
Right. All we know is they're telling us. You know, all we know is what they tell us. So we really have no idea to the extent that this is being utilized.
We'll know later. Over, you know, 10 years from now, a lot of the truth will come out about what's happening right now, and we will. Our jaws will hit the floor.
Indeed, Dave. So what else is on your mind tonight?
Anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about an unrelated subject, or related to New Hampshire, and that is the growing secession talk inside New Hampshire.
Really?
This is mostly an idea I didn't like when we used to talk about it in the old days before we picked the state, you know, in the Free State Project.
Okay.
But now, you know, it seems like it's becoming more of a mainstream idea, and I'm not so sure that I'm so against it anymore.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's be fair. I mean, secession is an interesting idea. I'm kind of a fan of it myself, but it becoming mainstream? I mean, just because there's a couple people on a web forum talking about secession, I don't know if that means you can say it's becoming mainstream. I want to hear why you used that particular term coming up. Hang on, Dave. Why is secession becoming somewhat mainstream?
All the kids are doing it.
800. Hang on, Dave. 800-259-9231. And if the Bordas can work out that rattling sound, that'd be great, too. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the phones and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the newest feature of our website, the Free Talk Live Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's the place to go because it's completely user-editable. It is a veritable cornucopia of information that is completely provided by the listeners. I don't think really any of us Free Talk Live crew have really made any significant changes to the Free Talk Live.
I've made some suggestions.
Yeah. But beyond that, it's pretty much listener editable, and you can add things and modify things, and it's a lot of fun. And if you've never been to a wiki before, you owe it to yourself to check it out.
You can find out about all six people on the show.
Yeah, there's apparently a new member of the Free Talk Live crew that I just wasn't aware actually was on
the... Well, it's not so much that you weren't aware. It's just we tried to take steps not to mention him on air, and I understand that.
Yeah. I learned something new every time I visit the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going back to the phones and back to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Nowich. Now, Dave, you made a pretty extraordinary claim before. You said that you thought that the idea of secession, which... in case you don't know, is basically a term that means removing one's state from the union, essentially. You thought that the idea of secession was gaining some ground. You actually use the term somewhat mainstream in New Hampshire. Can you back that up a little bit?
It's becoming more mainstream in New England, and what's changed is the 2004 election. If you've got a ton of Democrats, again, I don't agree with Democrats about most things, but if you've got a large number of Democrats talking about seceding New England from the Union, and you've got maps floating around of what the nation would look like, what it would be called. I mean, there was a lot of that going on. It got national media attention after the 2004 election. That's what made the issue more mainstream, and that's one of the reasons why you see more free staters talking about it than used to.
Hmm. You know what? I do recall hearing something about that after the election. Okay, so it's not just New Hampshire then. You think it's the entirety of New England that's considering this?
They have thought about it. It seems like it got a flash in the pan type of consideration, and then it kind of faded away as the election, results, went more into history.
Understood.
But bear in mind, New Hampshire is surrounded by places that have either tried to secede or they've talked about it fairly loudly. And Quebec, right across the border, almost did secede from Canada. And
right,
New England
true.
Itself is the part of the nation that talks about it the most. So I think, there's something there, and there's not one or two people talking about it on a web forum. It's probably, looks to me like more like 30, and there's a website they're creating, for it too. I don't know if it's up yet, but,
Do you think that, I think there's some people in the libertarian movement or the free state movement that are a little bit afraid of this idea. They're afraid about people talking about it. They feel like it could be dangerous to us.
Yes.
To have people talking about secession.
Add me to that list.
Yeah, it could be dangerous in terms of just public opinion. I mean, because I'm not claiming that the majority of New Hampshire residents want it.
Right.
One of the state reps in Keene wants it.
Is that right?
A Democrat. I think they're keeping it quiet, their opinion, just now until, maybe there's a little more groundswell for it. But there's 400 legislators to pick from. It only takes one free stater to ask one legislator, could you put forward a bill to secede us from the union? And you can ask all 400 reps sooner or later, one of them's going to say yes.
It's true.
It's not, things... Secession's never going to happen, I believe, but what can happen is a debate, and you can start that debate by talking about secession. And that
Dave, I think some people would have said that they didn't think the USSR would ever break up either, but
yeah.
you never know what's going to happen.
You talk about it enough, it'll happen.
And I don't think talking about it can hurt the movement, because as long as we're not identifying ourselves as officially speaking for all free staters, I think
yeah.
It's okay to talk about these ideas, and I think there's nothing wrong with just throwing around ideas. And at the same time, I think it's also just as intriguing to think about staying in the union and just rejecting all sorts of federal laws, just basically telling the federal government to take their laws somewhere else, that they're not valid in New Hampshire. So I think nullification is the word for that. So there's definitely some options out there, and all of them are pretty intriguing. And
making the penalty $5 for everything, for every federal violation.
I kind of like the idea of just not even allowing the federal agents into the state.
Just passively not cooperating with them.
Yeah.
You can't use my phone. Oh, no, you can't use my building.
Yeah.
Well, when they were there was one at a state house committee meeting the other day, and they let her in the committee room. Well, what about if they just said, no, you can't come in my room.
Yeah, get out of here. You can't shop at my store.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We really appreciate hearing from you, as always, keeping us informed about the interesting and exciting things going on there in the free state of New Hampshire.
It'll just break off into the sovereign nation of New Freeland.
Not a bad name. Not a bad name at all.
With its mountains and its accents and chowder.
Hey, chowder. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Ralph in Kansas City. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Listening on KCXL with Ian Torgo and Manuel. Tell it, Ralph.
Well, this isn't Ralph, but I think you know who it is.
Hey, Ralph. They really blew it on you. There's a new board op tonight.
Yeah, I noticed that. The guy's brand new, so you guys give him a break, okay?
Yeah, you give him a break, too. Next time, just spell your name for him, and that way we'll be all right.
So anyway, this is Walt on
the
line.
What's up, Walt?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The pit bull here. Hey,
I'm so excited. I mean, not that I'm not excited to talk to you, Walt, but I was excited that we had another listener from KCXL calling in, but it's just you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, hey, that doesn't bother me. I don't take offense to that, buddy. I hope that you have, honest to God, I hope you have so many new callers from this area that I can't even get in.
Indeed, Walt.
You know, I mean, God bless you all for the work you're doing. I mean, you know, I appreciate it.
All right, so what's on your mind, sir?
Okay, if you'll give me a couple of minutes here, I'd like to, I need to promote something at the Improv Theater this Saturday.
Well, you can't promote local events on a national talk show, Walt.
Okay, well,
we can't
don't
do
forget that.
That.
I wanted to...
Because you got to think. You got to think to yourself,
what
are the people in California going to care what's going on in the Improv?
Well, that's fine. Well, and let's forget California. Let's talk about all around the world. I'm sorry.
Yeah exactly.
I'm sorry.
So keeping that perspective, what do you got to talk about that everybody in the world's going to care about, Walt?
Well, you know, I heard you guys talking last week about this canned hunt that...
Yeah, the quail hunt that Vice President Cheney went on.
Well, you know,
when he shot
I have to be honest with you. I have never been on a canned hunt, but knowing that everything that the federal government basically does is illegal, including the airplane stuff you guys were just talking about, illegal orders that I followed that before I actually figured out that they were illegal.
Right.
And many times, by the way, and that's why I'm so furious with these pieces of garbage
Understood.
Up there. Anyway, the bottom line is I would love to have a canned hunt up there in Washington, D.C. Somebody go in and flush the birds out of the Senate and the Congress and the White House and all of that. Flush them out and let's all play like we're Dick Cheney. You know, we can just kind of, you know, we don't want to accidentally hit anybody, you know, behind the line that's on our side.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Do you just want to use birdshot, Walt?
Oh, I'd actually prefer 762.39. That's my choice. Or 762.31, you know,
well,
or 51.
I don't think it really makes much difference at that point.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say, too, is you know that everything that the federal government does, as I read the Constitution, is illegal. Like the FBI, they're not supposed to have any police powers.
Of course,
FBI,
all of the alphabet DHS, agencies,
FBI,
you're absolutely right.
CIA,
Walt,
all that garbage.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, as always. The all of those alphabet agencies are totally uncalled for, totally unconstitutional. And, wow, what a vision for the future. Just turning all of the politicians loose in a forest and going to town.
With Walt leading the charge.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to...
perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll free, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Whether it be a political issue or a personal problem, you take control of the phones. And you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com. We sent out actually a couple of updates over the weekend. We got Torgo on our website now on he's got a clip from a television show that he appeared on.
Yeah, my bulk made it onto TV.
Apparently, they decided to pull the television show off the air shortly after his appearance.
The following week was the last show.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a coincidence, but nonetheless, it was still a very amusing appearance. And
well, thank you.
You can view the video right there on our front page at freetalklive.com. So whenever there's something new to announce, you'll know if you're on the updates list. So get signed up. Updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun, to George, TSA George in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Oh, that sounds fun, dude, going hunting for congressmen. I got to try that. Anyway.
I'm not normally somebody who endorses violence, but in that case, I think I could get over it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
so
I'm calling because I heard your show on Saturday, and you guys are saying that basically the main reason Japan attacked us because we sunk a sub. And I had to pretty much give you the whole story on that.
Okay,
I'll try to be quick about it. Basically, in 1932, Japan invaded China. And at the time right there, we were going through the worst of the Great Depression. And we could not do squat about it because we didn't have, you know, the means to.
Okay.
So we kept selling oil at that point because at that time we were exporting oil more than we were using it.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to keep on selling the Japanese oil, but deep down we didn't want to be helping them. So when we were coming out of the Depression, we cut off the oil in around 1940 or 1941.
Did we blockade them at the same time as we cut off the oil? Because I know that a blockade was going on prior to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
From the Philippines, where there was a whole lot of oil there, we were controlling that at the time,
mm-hmm.
and also not shipping them oil from the States. So we had control of the Philippines, and that was a big oil producer.
Sure.
And so at the same time, so we pretty much cut off all their gas,
right?
In a sense, and they only had enough for probably a year and a half or so to keep up their fight with China. By then, they've already killed millions of Chinese.
Understood.
And so basically, what they did was they had to. They knew we were going to fight because we already started sending our battleships to Pearl Harbor at the time. I mean, and so what they did was they figured if they can knock out our fleet quickly, they can take over the Philippines and get their fuel so they can keep on their war. And they figured if they attack us hard enough right there, that they might scare us into not fighting back.
Wait, are you saying that us sinking the Japanese submarine didn't happen?
Oh, no, it did, but it happened the day that they attacked. It was right before, as they were getting ready to, as the sun was rising, right there, these mini subs that they had, they got into position, you know, at the port harbor's entry points.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can sink any ship trying to escape, as well as they can fire some torpedoes while everyone's concentrating on the planes. They can also fire torpedoes. No one will see them coming and sink some more.
Well, you know, I don't recall. All I remembered from what I read about this was the fact that we did sink one of their subs. I don't recall the time frame that happened in.
It happened around 6:45 or something like that. Mm-hmm. In the morning of December 7th, and the attack happened around 8. Give or take, I don't remember the exact time,
right.
But yeah, it happened on December the 7th. They caught one trying to sneak in there, you know, pretty much uninvited.
Plus, George, I thought we were blockading more than just gas. I thought we were blockading all sorts of supplies.
Pretty much all sorts of supplies.
We had cut off the island of Japan, essentially.
Yeah, in a sense, we still kind of, in a way, made them do it in a way, but, I mean, there's no excuse for them to attack, but at the same time, you know,
I don't know, man. If somebody's starving you to death, seems to me that might be an excuse to attack.
But at the same time, they were invading China and killing millions of Chinese.
Well, that's none of our business.
By the war's end, they killed 20 million Chinese. I mean, I know it's not our business, and we couldn't just, like, but yeah, Roosevelt figured, while we can't just go to war with them because it'd be unconstitutional and all that stuff, we can at least, he still kind of wanted to provoke them a little bit.
Yeah, he did. There's no doubt about that. There was definitely some behind-the-scenes wrangling going on the part of our federal government, which was totally inappropriate. George, thanks for the history lesson, man.
No problem.
Appreciate hearing from you, dude. 800-259-9231. So there you go. I mean, taking George's word for it, and I don't remember when I read the story. I remember seeing the story on the front page of the newspaper a few years back. It was probably about 5 years ago that I saw this now. But I remember seeing the story about the submarine that was sunk, the Japanese sub that was sunk.
I thought there was more to it, but
I, for some reason, thought there was a little bit more of a time window there beyond just that morning. But nonetheless, 800-259-9231. You'll learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, we have got a story about, the guy that had his gun taken away from him. He had his gun taken away from him in a state where open carry is fully legal. And what do the cops have to say for themselves? What law? Law? We don't care about the law. We'll tell you about that.
Hmm.
Also, a pastor of a charismatic Christian church attended by a Plano mother who's now on trial, accused of fatally cutting off the arms of her 10-month-old daughter, told jurors Wednesday that mental illness is really just demon possession, and that can't be cured with psychiatry or medicine. So this is revolutionary thinking here, man.
No, it's not. It's throwback thinking.
Drugs and psychiatry don't work, apparently.
This is the old time. They're possessed by demons. Stick leeches on them.
Yeah.
Is this a Pentecostal church?
It might get into it here. Let's see. I do not believe that any mental illness exists other than demons, and no medication can straighten it out other than the power of God, said Doyle Davidson, the 73-year-old minister at the Water of Life Church.
Well, you know, Doyle doesn't get paid for doing psychology. Doyle gets paid for preaching crackpot Christianity. So if he didn't, I mean, there's a demand for his version of crackpot Christianity. If he didn't preach like this, people would go elsewhere.
Indeed, apparently there is quite a demand, because the woman in question, the woman who cut off the arms of her 10-month-old daughter, age 37, Dina Schlosser, is actually on trial for capital murder because apparently her and her husband attended this particular church several times per week. That's a lot of church attendance.
Yeah.
I think most people go, once?
Once or twice.
Most church-going people go once per week, maybe twice per week.
Yep.
They're Catholic, right? Schlosser was arrested after police responding to a 911 call. By the way, she's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Found her in the living room of her apartment, blood smeared on her face and clothes, a Christian hymn playing, and a Bible open near the crib where the child was killed. Defense lawyers have faulted her husband and Davidson for downplaying her strange behavior and cutting short treatment of a psychotic condition that began after the birth of her child in January of 2004. John Schlosser, the husband, testified Tuesday that he did not seek medical help when his wife told him that she wanted to, quote, give the baby to God about a week before their daughter's death. Davidson said he hardly knew the family, although John Schlosser testified earlier that he and his wife talked with Davidson days before the attack, and that the pastor was the first person called about it.
I bet he tries to distance himself as far as he can from this nonsense.
By the way, he apparently has cast demons out of some parishioners. We'll tell you a little bit more. 800-259-9231.
Homeless demons? Well, we need a welfare program.
Maybe they went into the 10-month-year-old or 10-month-old baby after they were cast out. They had to go somewhere. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams for your listening convenience. A broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both of them on the house, on the website, freetalklive.com. So we still got a lot to come here. In fact, Torgo, you've just dug up a story that's about a Catholic town that someone's looking to form.
Yes.
So we're going to kind of continue a religious theme, I think, throughout the evening, because right now we're in the midst of a story from Texas. I think it's Texas. Actually, I'm not positive where this is from. But it is from, yes, the Houston Chronicle. Okay, so John Schlosser is the husband of Dina Schlosser. And Dina's on trial for capital murder because she killed her own daughter.
By cutting off
her arm. 10 months old. So it wasn't.
See, this is what happens when you leave, postpartum depression untreated.
This is the depression that women get after they have kids. It's essentially what? Them angry at themselves for having the child?
I don't know.
Nobody really understands
it. It's a chemical imbalance.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you need pills and you need some treatment.
Well, in this case, she didn't have that treatment, and she decided she wanted to give the baby to God, and apparently cut her arms off and let her bleed to death and spread her blood all over her face and clothes.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, in this case, we're talking about the pastor of this church who claims that he can excise demons. He says that apparently Davidson has also testified that he has cast demons out of parishioners and that he doesn't believe that there's mental insanity. He doesn't believe that there's depression. He believes in demons.
Well, I don't take my psychological advice from my garbage man either, so I don't see why they would be taking it from their preacher.
Well, he claims that he has seen evil spirits, including one that was 6 feet tall with a long tail. The former veterinarian, who has no formal religious training, has not that it would matter anyway. I mean, religious training versus just putting on a black preacher's clothing. A black preacher's clothing really is. I mean, what's the difference?
There's a fair amount of difference.
Is there?
Yes. There's a good deal of education that has to go into giving someone proper religious training.
Well, this guy doesn't have any.
Okay, well, good for him.
But he does have a cable TV show. The Reverend Catherine Self, another defense witness, called the beliefs of Davidson's church outside of mainstream Christianity. In the week leading up to the slaying, Dina Schlosser had expressed concern that Davidson was being persecuted by police regarding an incident in September 2004 in which he was arrested. This is the pastor now. He was arrested and accused of public intoxication. The police report states the pastor was in the home of another married member of his congregation, sitting on top of her and trying to choke out the evil spirits. Be gone, evil spirits! Get out! I'll choke you out!
Choke these demons out of you! I will choke the evil away!
Davidson told jurors that God had pledged the woman to him, and the demons were keeping them apart. Again, the woman was married. He denied he was drunk, or that he was trying to choke her. Also, Wednesday, 3 Plano police officers testified that Schlosser, the woman, recently chanted, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord," in the hours after her arrest. Plano police officer Sean White said the chant varied from soft to loud, and once Schlosser seemed to turn purple and pass out. Another officer testified he heard her making guttural growling sounds as she waited to be treated for an apparently self-inflicted knife wound to her shoulder.
Oh, my.
Yeah, why don't you just, instead of killing your baby, just go ahead and just stab yourself a few more times. Just go ahead. Just take yourself out.
Well, the woman just needed treatment, Ian. I mean, that's really what the problem is. And
the woman was totally nuts.
Right.
A bullet would have worked as treatment for that problem.
It would have handled the problem.
Absolutely.
800-259-9231. If you are somebody that believes, I guess, that there are demons and not psychological problems, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231.
See, I believe that there are demons with psychological problems, and they transfer them on to us.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Kyle in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Actually, Niall.
It's Niall. What's on your mind?
Oh, I've got a personal problem. Two of them, actually.
Well, tell us about it.
Okay, well, every day of my life I have to get up and go to work and go to school and work hard. And I look forward to listening to Free Talk Live every evening, of course. And how am I supposed to get through the week without Manwich saying, "And Manwich," instead of "And Manwich"?
Oh, is he sounding kind of bummed out tonight?
No, he doesn't. For a long time he said, you guys would say, "And Ian, and Manwich." That now he doesn't do that. He says, "And Manwich."
Ah, so it bothers you.
You don't have the gusto behind it that you used
to have. My tone has changed somehow?
Yeah, well, if you listen to it, "And Manwich," and "Manwich."
All right, Manwich, try it now.
You seem jaded.
"And Manwich."
There you go. Now, work on
sounded,
that.
It sounded a little too forced.
That sounded kind of like, "By Menon,"
There you go. Talk about tagline.
I like that better. I wish I could sing it. "And Manwich."
All right, so did you have something else, Niall?
Yeah, the other personal problem I had, just as pointless as the first one, is last time I called, I offered you the revolution in my brain, and you never used it.
That's because I don't remember it.
The revolution in your brain?
Yep, about Free Talk Live, caused a revolution in my brain.
Oh, right, like we were supposed to use that as a tagline.
Well, you said you wanted it. I said, take it. You didn't take it. So now I feel rejected.
You know, the thing is it takes us a long time since we essentially do this show. Ian's the only full-time employee here. It takes us a while to react to getting anything done. I mean,
nice excuse, man, which here's a better one. What if everybody gave us a tagline they wanted us to use, Niall? Then everybody would be offended when we don't use it.
We asked him for it.
You know what, Ian? This guy's life is hard enough. He lives in Utah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Utah, Jim.
Niall, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Hey, if those are the worst problems you have, you're doing all right. And if the worst problem you have in your life is the fact that Free Talk Live didn't take your suggestion, you should be happy about it.
Yeah, that's very true.
There are some people out there that have cut their baby's arms off. 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can jump. Hey, there you go.
Awesome.
Peppy.
Peppy.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can help support the show by shopping at Amazon.com, which is, of course, probably the world's largest online shopping experience. It's just tremendous, the amount of things that they have, the categories of items that they sell at Amazon.com. Literally everything from DVDs to consumer electronics to home furniture. I mean, they've got it all there. And you can go and help...
And adult novelties.
They have those as well. You can go and help support Free Talk Live with your purchases by going to Amazon through our website.
Those are marital aids.
Whatever you want to call them. At freetalklive.com, you'll find a few banners for Amazon.com. You'll find a banner in our banner column on our bulletin board system as well. Or you can just type directly in amazon.freetalklive.com, and it'll take you straight to their site. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Every purchase you make, when you enter through our site, remember to enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage. And it doesn't cost you anything extra. It's not like they jack up the prices for you because you've entered through the site that way. They just appreciate us sending them the business. So
you give us a little spiff.
Exactly. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right. Still to come here tonight, we've got the story about the man who was arrested for possessing a gun where it was totally legal. Just outrageous, outrageous behavior by the police. Plus, I don't know if we're going to get into this, because it's so long, but I might want to pull some highlights out of it. There's a story from Iowa about a man who apparently had a contract with his wife. Now, this isn't unusual. This isn't unusual at all. I mean, when you get into a marriage, there's a contract involved, right? You know, it says you're going to be together, yeah. And if you break up, there's certain provisions as far as who gets what.
Well, was this, like the contract of wifely duties or something like that?
Yes, contract of wifely expectations.
That's what it was.
Did you actually, did you read this before?
I've seen the headline. I haven't read the article yet.
Not a bad idea to lay out what you're expecting from a marriage.
Well, now,
ahead of time? There shouldn't be any confusion here.
It's a 4-page long contract.
That's not that long.
And
I've signed much longer contracts.
Well, the disturbing part about it is there's no benefits apparently for the woman. Like normally, if you're
she needs her own contract.
Well, normally if you're going to enter into a contract, there's a reason for it, right? I mean, you're getting something from someone in return for something else. In this particular case, this guy must be a prize. I mean, the guy involved, 33-year-old Iowa Travis Frey. Who's, by the way, facing charges that he tried to kidnap his own wife, not to mention a separate child pornography rap. This guy must be a hell of a dude, because there's no provisions in here for the woman for her to benefit from, beyond just being with the man.
Well,
right?
She can get her own contract, and then she can have him sign it. All right, I'll sign mine if you sign yours, and then we can, you know, they can both have benefits.
Well, some of the things that this contract specifies includes what she can wear around the house, if anything at all, the fact that she has to actually be posed for nude photos, a certain minimum per month she has to pose in.
Interesting.
Yes, and there's good behavior points that she gets as well. So
what does she do with her good behavior points?
She can redeem them to get her way on certain things.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to give you some more details on that coming up. 800-259-9231. Just a look into the mind of a controlling freak. And also, speaking of controlling freaks, there's a very, very rich man who's looking at creating his own Catholic city. You've heard of the Chocolate City. Now we're going to have the Catholic City. That's on the way. And your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is Black